This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Continuing team coverage of the shooting at Florida State, and so many parents had to be terrified in the moments after hearing word of a campus lockdown and an active shooter. This dad was actually on a tour of the school when it happened.
My daughter was waiting at the table. We were looking at the menu, and I couldn't believe it. Like, shots started. It was surreal, and people just started running. She got trampled over.
A lot of local parents scrambling to reach their kids 3 hours east of Tallahassee. That includes former Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry, whose son is a sophomore. How long did it take you all to eventually connect with Boyd, and how's he doing?
Hey, good morning. Thank you. He's doing well. Thank you for asking. And I got a text. I was pulling into local barbecue restaurant, the Bearded Pig, for lunch. Just parked my car when I got a text from my wife, Molly. And it was a screenshot of the FSU alert that there was an active shooter in a lockdown. She obviously texted me versus calling me because she was trying to get a hold of him. I called her immediately. She said he's not picking up his phone. I sent him a Snapchat, which I added. I added Snapchat 10 years ago when he was in middle school because they communicate differently these days. Thank God he responded to me immediately that he was in his apartment and he was safe, at which point he called me and we spoke for a few minutes. It was a very, very scary, terrifying situation. Fortunately for us, we got some comfort pretty fast.
Your heart sinks when you're trying to reach out to a family member, and he watched you handle other shooting events as well. Did he turn to any of those experiences in the moments after the chaos and kind of the dust settled and trying to come to some sort of a calm?
You know, I don't know. We didn't talk about it because even we spoke a number of times after our initial contact. We were kind of still living it because while he was safe in his apartment, there was still activity happening on campus. We didn't know, you know, with the news reports, if the shooter had been apprehended. So we were talking and I was like, look, he's got an apartment that is multiple floors up. He's got a balcony that overlooks the stadium. And I said, I know you're going to be curious and you're anxious. Do not go outside. Do not get on your balcony. Do not leave. Just so much uncertainty that lasted for hours. He even asked me, I remember looking at my phone at 12:38. He texted me, Dad, I have a class at 1 o'clock. And I replied, there's no class. You're on lockdown. Do not go outside.
Today, campus community has seemingly and plans to come together at about 5 o'clock for a tribute, and I know a memorial is growing. You were texting with me last evening. There was supposed to be some sort of family weekend. What's the status of that now?
I haven't heard. We were supposed. His fraternity had planned parents' weekend this weekend. We were supposed to go over today. Take him to dinner, and then tomorrow do something with a tailgate with his fraternity and then go to a baseball game. From the knowledge we have now, it looks like that's probably going to be canceled. We haven't spoken to him, and he's going to come home this weekend for Easter. I will say that, having been in a position of leadership during, unfortunately, a mass shooting in Jacksonville years ago and other crisis moments, I'm still thinking about first the victims and their families. I mean, their lives were just completely upended yesterday randomly because of evil. And then there's probably still parents that maybe haven't spoken to their kids. And they must, it's just, your heart goes out to them. And then the first responders. I remember during the Jacksonville Landing mass shooting, we had firemen, unarmed firemen that walked into an active shooting event. So just thinking about those people on this Good Friday.
Indeed. And, you know, faith obviously is something that I know is impactful to you and your family and those who may be believers and maybe not. They do have places that they can turn. And in a moment like this, to be able to, whether it's mental health resources, counseling and the like, all the more important to be with each other. Obviously getting him home and for others. And this is one of those moments where bipartisanship probably is on display because the current mayor, Mayor Donna Deegan had a child who also was a Florida, and she's a Florida State grad, and I'm sure everyone is kind of in the Seminole community right now and saying we're with you, obviously, on this. Are there roles that Jacksonville can play, do you think, in campus communities that you'd like to see play in helping FSU over the coming hours and days ahead?
I think right now just being vocal and acknowledging the pain that people and uncertainty that people are feeling. You know, someone asked me yesterday my middle daughter, Brooke, who's a senior at Bishop Kenny, and she's going to FSU next year. And someone asked me, are you concerned about your son going back and her going there? I'm like, no. I mean, this could happen. Unfortunately, this could happen anywhere at any time. It's random, but there is risk involved. But this isn't FSU specific. This isn't Florida specific. We have to stand up and go about our lives and not let evil and those that would try to terrorize us keep us in fear.
Well, hopefully Boyd gets home safely and you have a nice, peaceful Easter weekend together, and everyone has a chance to just come together as a family. And for those families as well across our community and across the state, same story as well. Lenny Curry, former Jacksonville mayor, appreciate the time. Thanks for the visit.
8:16. Sure. Happy Easter, and the light rises again on Sunday. Thank you.
8:16 on the Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.